Sporkasm Radio. I am Farm Director Joel Gill at FarmFest 2018 edition at Minnesota Farmers Union at the barn here at the Hoop Barn on the grounds. We had a wet morning this morning, but I think we'll get the sunshine to come out here on this day number one, 3-day event near Redwood Falls. Tom Peterson joining us, Government Relations Director with the Minnesota Farmers Union. And Tom, first of all, just overall feeling of FarmFest, it's a political year and it's going to be on center stage pretty much all 3 days.
Yeah, a lot of interest in all the different debates, and that's a great thing that FarmFest provides as an opportunity for the farmers and rural people to come and listen to candidates talk about farming in rural Minnesota. And I love it, you know, and I think a lot of interest in the governor debate tomorrow, the U.S. Senate debate this morning, congressional debate this afternoon. So, again, a great opportunity to come out and visit and hear from candidates.
Now, here in Minnesota, too, we're coming off a year that did not lack any issues, Tom. Looking back, reflecting, I know you've done that in the past. A few things you're happy to see done, and I'm sure there's one or two things you wish you'd have saw a little more progress.
Yeah, you know, some of the bigger things we saw done were trying to get some more money for farmers, which we did through the Rural Finance Authority. And always encourage your listeners to check that out if you're looking to expand your farm or modernize or update or get a loan for your farm. The Rural Finance Authority is a great place. But a lot of disappointments, too, where we wanted to get some money out there for farmers who are in distress or having some hard time. And then also taxes. We wanted to work on a tax provisions in the bill. We just couldn't get past this last year. So a lot of things we'll be working on and getting ready for next year.
Now, you mentioned next year, there's going to be a lot of new next year. We're going to have a new governor. We're going to have some new faces, I'm sure, and some pivotal roles, and exciting, but also it leaves a little gray area what to expect.
Yeah, you know, really a big area, Joe, and really in your area, too, with the Senate race with Senator Fischbach running for lieutenant governor and opening that seat. And that seat could be the control of the Senate, because we know the Senate's not up for election, but that one seat, the Michelle Fischbach seat, could throw the Senate one way or another, and then the House up for election and a new governor. So going to be an interesting fall and ready to work with whoever gets elected. And I've been doing this for 17 years, and, you know, you just work with who you get to work with. So we'll see how it goes.
We saw Governor Dayton make his way around this morning. Did you have a chance to share any thoughts, or what was his feeling in his conversation this morning?
Yeah, you know, and I've literally known Governor Dayton, I think, since I was 10 years old. And so it was really nice to see him as an old friend. And, you know, last couple of years, we've had a few things we didn't always agree on. But he's always been friendly and welcoming to me personally and to Farmers Union, and somebody we can talk to. And, you know, there's things like the buffers that we didn't quite see eye to eye on and things like that. And so, you know, kind of nice for him to come out this one last time to FarmFest and visit with everybody. And when you're not running for something, and so it kind of relaxed. I saw today.
Finally, Senator Tina Smith and the other candidates on the forum this morning. A lot of issues. What was your takeaway from this morning's, Tuesday morning's session?
Yeah, you know, I was really impressed by all the candidates, you know, and obviously Senator Smith has learned a lot being in the Senate in a very quick amount of time. You know, the Republican candidate, Karen Housley, Bob Anderson, Richard Painter, all had good answers. Really interesting seeing trade really dominate, not a surprise, dominating the discussion this morning as it should. And also a lot of questions about dairy, too, I thought, or dairy came into the conversation a lot, again, as it should. So, but good participation and good to see people here, even despite the rain.
Our coverage of FarmFest continues here at the Minnesota Farmers Union Hoop Barn here in the grounds of FarmFest. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill.